Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachas of Haitzah on Shabbos. The shaila is like this: someone wants to wear a reflector outside in order to cars to see him. So people wear these yellow reflectors, yellow, green, and it reflects back the light of any cars that are passing by. And the shaila is it mutter to wear these reflectors in a place where there is no air? So that's pashut, that if you wear it as a belt, if you're wearing a long coat without a belt, and this is not a second belt, this is the belt over the coat, so then it's a show mutter because it's serving as a belt and it's a regular malbush. The question is, some people wear the reflector like diagonally across their shoulders, and therefore it's not worn as a regular belt. It's worn as a reflector is worn. And the question is that considered wearing a beged or not? So we have spoken previously in regards to glasses, that anything that's tzarchei aguf, anything that's serving the guf, also could be bottle and be considered a malbush. So here, since this reflector is serving you in order, the cars should be able to see you. Therefore, it's not a problem to wear such a reflector. It's not called carriage rear reflector on Shabbos. Are you going to tell me that not every minute is there a car coming, so I don't have a tehillus every minute? No, that's not called. That's not shver, because l'maisa, I'm here just in case a car comes, and therefore you really do have a tehillus. You have a use fit at every time that's helping you stay safe, and therefore it's not a problem of carrying on Shabbos wearing this reflector. The only question is, well, what about the times you walk on the sidewalk? If you're walking partly on a sidewalk, partly on the road, so l'chayr, we walk on a sidewalk, there's no reason to have the reflector. So on that, I saw in the Matnas Avraham, he brings down Moshe Shaul Klein, that still a mistaver l'hakol, even though part of the trip, you don't need this reflector, but since this is a derech to wear it the whole time, once you put it on, you wear it the whole time, even in a time when you're not in danger. So therefore, that becomes a malbush for tzarech haguf, and therefore it's mutter to wear a reflector outside on Shabbos. Most places can hold this way. That's not a problem of Haitzah to wear a reflector on Shabbos, especially it's a chash sakana, so it's definitely a good idea to wear a reflector in the dark on Shabbos, even in a place without an Eruv. Now, what about wearing a yarmulke under your hat? So that again is another shaila, but the Aruch Shabbos says that's Pashut's mutter. That's the Derech Levisha Mekubela. That's the normal way of wearing these type of clothing. You wear a yarmulke plus a hat, and therefore, even though you have a hat, you're still allowed to wear a yarmulke under it. That's not a shiloh of Haitzah on Shabbos.